Well, today is definitely a conversation about justice and how we go about pursuing the justice. I've got Mike Myers on the line with me, Radio Hope. I want your hope in just a minute. But for those of you who are going to listen to the politicians with regard to the George Floyd murder, I mean, the man's neck was trampled on by a man in uniform. It's disgusting to see. But instead of listening to the politicians, why not listen to someone in the police force who happens to be white, by the way, and is speaking out against this heinous crime?
So I got a chance to watch this video of George Floyd being murdered on the streets of Minnesota. Yeah, murdered. And we have an obligation as good officers to speak out against the bad. We have an obligation and we owe it to the public and to the other officers in this country that are out here actually trying to do good, actually trying to protect and serve with honor. And if you stay quiet and don't speak out against it because you're fear of judgment, all right, you're complicit in the behavior, the disgusting behavior. And this video is, if you haven't seen it, and I'm sure most people have now, it's disgusting. And the officer just stood by and just watched and let it happen, you're just as guilty. Because you also have an obligation to protect that individual that you're arresting. It's time that we take these bad officers and speak out against them and start holding them accountable and hold them to the same laws that we expect citizens to abide by. They're not above it, and it's time that good officers start speaking out and stopping it.
Let me tell you, you can listen to how Cuomo says about it, de Blasio reacts, the president, but Mike Myers, doesn't hearing that from a cop, someone in the force, change, sort of like hopefully bring a bridge to this whole thing? Like maybe if actual cops use their platform wisely, we can really solve issues of the day.
Well, you know, it just reminds me of the conversation that was going on the other night with Ed Delgado's show. I understand why he doesn't trust cops. I don't understand why, and this isn't a slam against Ed. I don't understand why he doesn't trust them in general, but I got to tell you, I'm going to put a spiritual twist on this.
Please
and
do.
If people agree with me or not, it really doesn't matter to me if people agree or not, but Lecrae said, "My soul is grieved and I'm tired, y'all. Jesus, give us wisdom and strength." This is a fallen, folks. You know, again, if you don't want to believe it, that's fine, but we all have issues. I mean, we are all so, can be so full of judgmentalism and elitism. And, you know, I'm looking forward to having a conversation with maybe the local police chief over this. I respect the policemen. I wave at them. I'm so grateful they are there. But are there some crooked ones? Yeah. Are there some crooked Christians? Yeah. Are there some crooked non-Christian? I mean, people are... Okay.
No, and I agree. There are bad apples everywhere. But the fact that now even cops are starting to talk about them is just...
Absolutely.
It's opening a door for, in my eyes anyway. And here's the problem, though, Mike. They will not be heard. You won't see that video on the mainstream. You know why? Because they want to get the leaders in the community talking about it. They don't want to get actual cops on the ground talking about this. They just want to get other people that can sway opinion. It just... It disgusts me that they won't hear out actual cops over this.
Well, and what that guy said, he hit it out of the park. He said, you know, if we don't stand up and say something, even if people don't agree with what we say, I got to quit being a chicken. Ed challenged me a long time ago. He said, you need to grow a pair of spiritual kahunas, Myers. And he's right. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of having to apologize because someone might be offended by the truth that maybe you are a racist jerk.
Mm-hmm. That's yes.
Maybe you are, you know, again, fill in the blank. I mean, I am amazed more and more of what I find out about myself, what I find out about others. The problem for me is keep it here. Keep it focused on me, not because I'm some kind of a egotist or a, I don't know, it has nothing to do with, I wrote this down this morning, humility. Is an accurate assessment of who you are.
Humility is an accurate assessment of who you are.
And who are we really? Oh, I'm a pretty good guy. Okay. Compared to who? And again, I don't know. There are a lot of great people out there, and there are a lot of scumbags out there.
Yep.
And if you're one of the scumbags, admit it and go to the doctor and get well.
Now, okay, so, and on the other side of all this, you've got the protests now. Now, I thought about a month ago, they didn't like protests about certain situations.
It's, you know, Alex, and we've talked about this before. It's the famous, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, no matter which. And I have been guilty of doing this to other people. My son, eldest son, told me that the other day. Dad, you're the kind of person that if I say I like chocolate ice cream, you'll say, well, I like it better or whatever that, you know, it's a one upper. Or maybe you should like chocolate and vanilla better because that's what I like. Listen, mm-hmm. Let's just learn to listen, I think is first and foremost. Look at ourselves and love others. And loving others means what that cop said, and it's speaking out and speaking up. Don't just sit back and go, well, because so-and-so said it, it must be true. There's one person I can take at his word on everything, and we know.
Yes, we do. Jesus Christ.
And I'm not one for all this. In fact, I'm thinking about playing a song this morning by Suicidal Tendencies about sending me all your money. There are religious people that are in religion for money. Screw them.
You know who you remind me of a little bit?
Uh-oh.
You remind me of Howard Beale, the guy from Network who just calls out everybody for their ish.
Is that the name of the movie? That's a great flick.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, go to the window, open it, stick your head out and yell, I can't take it anymore, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's my money and I want it now. Give me my coronavirus money now because it's mine or whatever.
Well, at least the House got a vote pulled yesterday or something.
What?
The House had a vote pulled from the floor, like on the FISA reauthorization. Oh. Because of all the outcry about it. But anyway, it looks like they may not be able to throw everything they want in there if they're going to do another bill, which I'll be very happy about. If they can just maybe do something for the people, but without throwing things to their interests, I'll be very happy about that right about now. Focus on us, not the interests that you want to focus on.
Well, and that's why this keeps coming down to being others focus, loving your neighbor, love yourself, take care of yourself, don't consume too much alcohol,
right?
Don't eat too much food. You know, it's real easy for the obese person to, I remember a guy that came to the radio station, he could barely make it up the steps, great big humongous heavy set pastor dude with a great big box of donuts. He got on the radio and started putting down all those smokers and drinkers, and this guy I just picture him with his face with chocolate all over. You people need to be more like, you should. It's like, knock it off. All right, now I'm getting a little bent out of it.
Because people think they have a right to do not be healthy either. And I'm like, no, you have a obligation to be healthy. I don't know. That's just my thought.
Well, it that's scriptural, brother. It's this is a temple, and we need to take care of it.
Yep.
And it starts with me. If I'm running around, I remember going to a heart specialist doctor friend of mine. And I have to tell you, I actually said this to him. He said, and Mike, you could stand to lose some weight. And I looked at him and I said, you've got to be kidding me. Dr. Blank, you're telling me that I need, this guy was humongous. Physician, heal thyself. That wasn't even the appropriate, just because I don't know. Alex, you got me pissed off.
Good. That'll fire up for Radio Hope, which I do hope you bring hope on at 9 a.m. Eastern. So, because we need some today.
It's going to be about taking care of business, and it needs to start with my own life. Mm-hmm. And it expands out this mess in. I had an idea what you were going to talk about this morning, but as far as being up on all of it, I'm not. I just know that there are some very, very, very good police officers out there. There's some very good doctors, and there's some that aren't so good.
Well, let's put it this way. For the first time For the first time, I've actually agreed with a mayor in Minneapolis saying that a cop should be fired. Sometimes I'm very wary when they start saying that. But now I agree that this guy should be fired and charged with murder, the one who knelt. And you know what? The others that just stood there and watched, like, how does that happen? Now, I'll tell you a story. I was in the middle of Grand Central once. I couldn't believe what I was watching. One person they were pursuing. Nine cops were running after one person out of Grand Central. I'm like, what is going on right now? It's like, is that real life? I don't know. It bothered me in a way because it's like, why nine cops on one person? Well, I don't understand that.
Okay. So here's what can happen. So you got the guy getting beaten up and you got, like you said, but what do they do nowadays? Hey, let's video it, dude, and put it on Facebook and YouTube. And like, it'll be like really cool, like a Jackass. By the way, Brandon Novak is why I wasn't able to jump onto the show with you this morning. He contacted me about my son.
Whoa.
And I know the guy is a busy guy. I just encouraged him to please contact Ann at the hospital. There's a part of me that thinks Brandon Novak is full of crap. And there's another side of me that thinks that Brandon Novak is somebody who's being so transparent and making himself so vulnerable that people are being helped. So I'm really struggling with my own judgmentalism of, is it really coffee in that cup that he's drinking during his little video, or does it have something else in it?
Wow.
And we could talk about stuff about me and God knows about it. You don't need to. You get your nose out of my business, Alex. It's none of your business.
Well, as long as God knows and he's working on you, that's good. But now I'm curious. Maybe another episode we'll talk about it. But
nope.
Okay.
Not maybe. I've talked about it before. I might do another show on the Big M. Chapter 11 of the Grace Exchange. Touchy subject.
Well, maybe we can talk about that. I have no idea what you're talking about, Michael.
Onan.
Nope.
Huh? Check out O-N-A-N in the Bible. Onan.
Okay. I was going to look at the biblical verse of the day while we're on the line with each other here.
Is your verse for the day? Do you mind if I ask?
I'm looking at it right now because I feel like it's something to say. I always know that Olive Tree has an amazing app and they're just really good with it. Wow. Wow. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Today, that is today in a nutshell, in God's nutshell.
Seriously, that's the ticket. Be there for them. Maybe just to listen. It was hard for me yesterday. I got to tell you, this is me, okay? You know what? I'm too embarrassed to tell you what I was thinking about yesterday. So I'm not going to.
Okay.
So, because I don't know. I think it's a lesson that I am. Well, it's one thing to exploit yourself. It's another to exploit others for your own gain. Maybe more listeners. Maybe a shock jock kind of a, you know, thing. But what happened yesterday with the ambulance, the fire truck, all the other stuff, I'm hoping someday this individual tells their story because it's a story that needs to be told. And with that, I know that God's not done with me yet. Let's just leave it at that.
We forget sometimes we have to reset the scene for maybe people that are listening for the first time or watching for the first time. So tell us why all these stories you talk about influence your podcast and tell us a little about what you do on your podcast, 9 a.m. Eastern.
Well, I first of all appreciate your taking care of business because this is part of business and resetting, and you do all that very well. I don't know. I was confirmed, all that stuff. Bottom line is, what's the best way to put it? There is a real God. There's a real Savior. There's a real Spirit, God's Word. I don't think I would get to be here if it weren't for him. And I just guess that I just want to share that hope and not, and there are so many things going on. I posted the video of you changing your shirts.
I know. That's why I'm like, is he exploitating my show through that? I'm kidding. When you just said that 2 minutes ago, I'm like, what do you mean gaining more listeners through my shirt video or something?
Well, and actually you're using my page, my personal page to promote your podcast. So what the hell's up with that, Alex? Is this about me or you? Who is this about?
It's about each other.
Amen, brother. It is. And
it
and
really
your
is.
Your vulnerability, by the way, we're listening to the show you did yesterday with the autistic.
Wasn't
gentleman.
He great, Andrew?
Yes, and my wife said he is, if he's autistic, he's very highly functioning. And there are a lot of that term even sounds derogatory.
Well, he's a high-functioning autistic individual.
Mm.
Maybe it is a gift, folks.
Did you like the part about the Bible where he said, you know, I just wanted to help you spread the word? I was like, that was touching to me.
I didn't get that far.
You have to listen to that part because this is why he got
me. I don't have to, Alex, but I will.
This is why he got me this, and I love this thing.
That is so cool. And there were a few moments yesterday where I just turned everything off. I had the music going, trying to figure out what am I going to use on today's show. And it's like, no, shut everything off. Thank God that things have turned out the way they have. And I still think, and I don't know how far to go into this or if I'm going to, but this was orchestrated. This is in other people. Oh, sure. Spiritualize everything. You know, I love you, but F you. You know, I'm sorry. No, don't F you. It's
everything is spiritual in my view anyway. But
and it is. How can you walk in the spirit? You know, we don't talk much about the spiritual world because people kind of freak out when you talk about the spiritual world. And demons, do you believe demons exist? Do you believe the devil is real? If you don't, he's doing a good job, isn't he? No, you're just weird, Myers, because you believe in stuff that you can't see. All right. I'm weird. I'm peculiar. God says you're a peculiar people.
Didn't God say Satan would unleash all the pestilence and the illness and all that stuff?
There's a lot of pestilence going on. There's a lot of stuff. And I guess, how do we respond to these things? You know, again, to encourage people to not be in fear. And I thought about this morning. God tells us, don't fear.
Don't you tell me not to fear. I'll fear if I want to.
But God said, don't fear. It doesn't mean be stupid. It doesn't mean, you know, don't fear jumping out. Don't fear the people. You know the song, Don't Fear the Reaper?
Yeah. I know.
Apologetics did a cover of that, and it's Don't Fear the People. And that is actually something I need to play again today because I am a bit fearful of people's reaction when I stick my head above the whatever and say, stop it. Like this Lecrae is very, that's pretty, you know, my soul is grieved and I'm tired, y'all.
Now, by the way,
you ever get tired of it?
Of what?
Just crap that's going on. This thing
of
up,
course.
In, up in
I
Minneapolis.
I want to make a clarification. I know God unleashed the, you know, plagues on Egypt, but I'm saying this is different. This is not God's doing. This is a evil that has been unleashed on the earth that God would never do.
Oh my gosh. Now stop and think about this. This is where this gets so bizarre. Just the whole faith thing gets really bizarre. Did he allow Satan to test Job? He actually said, hey, have you checked out my servant Job? What's the purpose behind that story? Did God allow this coronavirus thing to get out? I mean, and how many other things? Again, I think the percentage of people of deaths is very small, but let's not forget, this is where we get messed up. Black lives are important. You know what? Just that statement means that maybe you deserve extra. Whatever. All lives are important. Every life, the unborn baby, the person that, oh my gosh, there's,
And as we hit this, another 2.1 million Americans filed for unemployment, and that's another issue that we're watching in front of our very eyes. And as you say, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of what's going on, and something has to have a course correction. I don't know what it's going to be, though, and I don't
know. Maybe, as God said, what, you know, I think it was it Joseph? What man meant for evil, God will use for good. His brothers turned on him. That Potiphar's wife accused him of trying to rape her. He ran like the Dickens. And then she said, oh, he tried to rape me. You lying wench. He didn't either. And he still ends up being one of the top folks in the king's kingdom because he could trust him. It's so many stories.
So many stories. Time. And by the way, the one interesting part of all this with Minneapolis is that de Blasio now saying don't protest in New York. Now, here's a guy who's been really anti-cop, as far as I could tell, from the first time he took office here. And now he's saying don't protest because of COVID. It's so weird. He is so weird. He's like an enigma of the city. And I think we deserve a mayor that's not an enigma, but actually wants the best for New York. I'm just saying.
Don't you think we ought to have the best in all of the offices? And I think that's where we need to make sure. I was thinking about this yesterday as I was going through puberty at 66. I was thinking about this, about how important it is for us to, you know, maybe instead of picking Facebook fights over vote. Vote with your feet, folks. Vote with your, just people are going to rip you because, vote with your foot. There he is. Oh, that was exploitive. Wow. Oh, yeah. You don't have legs to stand on, dude. I love you so much. You are a gift from God. To get to link up with you has been just a.
I felt like Molly Shannon there when she kicks up her legs on us. So now,
I don't know what you're talking about. Who's Molly Shannon?
You don't know who Molly Shannon is?
No. Didn't I just say I don't know? Go ahead, belittle me because I'm not as jeducated as
Mr. Alex Garrett. Keeping it real with Alex Garrett. Now we'll be heading off to the streets of New York City as I rollerblade.
You're a kill. You are a hoot. You are meant for such a time as this.
I'm laughing because that's exactly how my friends feel. Like every day they joke, like, you're going to be on the seat. Like one of my colleagues said, if our office building ever burned down, you'd be on your rollerblade doing a podcast of it burning down as you're leaving the site. I'm like, you might be right about that.
Don't you think that would be a little bit of a little exploiting doing that?
Of course, I would never do that. But the point is, he was like making a joke.
Wait a minute. Maybe you might, because you know it's news that should be covered because it's news. And maybe if more people would actually just give the news without all of the bias. I mean, I'm still looking. You have to look all over the place to find balance.
Mike, let me ask you this. Speaking of balance, do you think they have anybody? I mean, I know we started early on about the cops speaking out against it. Do you think they'll have anybody on our TV screen today that's a cop, white, African-American, Hispanic, any of them, saying something about this, speaking out against the bad cop? Or will it just be community leaders and that's it?
Actually, I will probably not know for sure because today I am taking care of business.
Every day.
And I don't know what exactly that entails. I don't know what that is yet. I will be going to Wilson's Tap this morning at 9:30. I'm excited about that. Be chatting with my wife for a while. I always love getting to do that.
Are they going to do like, you know, on the ship when they break a bottle on the ship to open? Are they going to do that on the bar?
Well, I don't know.
Like break up your bottle, we're back.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Possibly. Or have a or have a bar fight. I don't know.
That'll be a great reopening. You know, I'm sure that's what's going to happen in Boston.
Well, and that reminds me, I need to play Cheers this morning. It's one of my favorite songs. Cheers, you know, where everybody knows your name.
I love that. And, you know, your husband wants to be a girl. I mean, that's
exactly the part I was thinking about. Exactly.
Which is like five stanzas in, by the way. It's not even like at the top of the song, so you don't really hear it until later in the song.
And it is one of the things that I really enjoy about being in the world, but not of it. And as I'm saying that, I'm thinking, gee, is that kind of a self-righteous statement? What do you mean you're not of it? You drink alcohol. Let's see. Oh, yesterday. That's for another day. Did I tell you about the youth pastor that was talking about boobies?
Yeah, you told me about that. Is there a development on that? Or?
Hilarious. I just appreciate this guy being honest and admitting that he likes boobies. What's wrong with that?
Mm.
All right, let's leave with that one.
Well, no, and married men are supposed to love their wife in marriage. That's just what it is.
And do you know, Alex, this is exciting. God says in his word, delight in the breasts of the wife of your youth. And they were both naked and not ashamed. God created this thing for us. We just make it ugly.
He created Adam and Eve. I mean, that's where it all starts. I mean, you put a male like Adam next to Eve who's naked. What is going to happen? Nothing? I don't know.
Well, let's think about that. Well, I don't know. Maybe she's already on his case because he hadn't mowed the yard. Wait a minute. The yard didn't need mowing before they screwed up.
Can you imagine if Eve friend-zoned Adam and with like they didn't reproduce?
Friend-zoned?
Yes.
What is a friend-zone?
Meaning like, you know, the girl says, I see you as a friend and then that.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, that's funny.
Because humor, and I love that site, like, College Humor is hilarious. They did a bit like that where she just friend zoned him.
College Humor.
Oh, it's.
Well,
it's
you see how much I learned from you?
See how much time I wasted in my last 20 years on the internet knowing all this stuff?
Yeah, but you're sharing it with the world.
Yeah, I think we need some comedy at this time, too. I mean, not saying like. I don't know, we need some kind of balance of comedy and real talk, I guess. So.
Yes, and a pastor friend of mine who I hope to hook up with, doesn't mean, he said, hope with entertainment.
Mm.
And I thought, you know what, that's pretty cool. I mean, for that one.
Yeah, because who's going to listen to a podcast where you're down and out all the time? No one's going to listen to that. They're going to listen to upbeat, what's this guy got to say now type of stuff. Like, you know,
in the name of Jesus, repent thy sinner.
With the eyebrow furrow, though, like you look just like a pass.
Maybe I'm more visual. Maybe it's been a long time coming. That reminds me of a song, Long Time Coming, which reminds me of earlier days. See, it just. Dang it, I was doing so well.
You know what it is? This because you and I have this brain of making connections on every little front that we think of. It's like, oh, here's this. Oh, and here's this. And here's this.
But is that healthy?
No, I don't think it is.
It probably isn't. It tends to kind of just head down the old, it's sometimes a slippery slope. Oh,
we talk
James?
About this. I'm holding a baseball because I missed the game.
Yeah, good for you.
Sometimes... I think we've talked about this. We think our brains are going to explode because we think so fast and so much. And like, there's so much in here that it's just like, it's like the hamster in the wheel, right?
On meth.
Okay.
Well, I mean, isn't it enough that it's the hamster or the squirrel is, and then you throw some, what doesn't make sense to me still is how giving a person with that kind of ADHD or whatever it's called, a stimulant, and how it can have the reverse effect. Anybody that thinks that they know the brain perfectly. That is true.
They give a lot of other stuff to try and like stimulate to try and calm down. I don't get it.
You stimulate by you give somebody a stimulant in order to calm them down. Huh.
Now, Adderall, I mean, that's kind of like the biggest thing out there for college kids to use. And
it's meth.
It's deadly. I mean,
it's meth. That's all it is meth. And I had two doctors recommended that I take meth. I'm not taking meth.
Kids, well, how about this one? In a Connecticut hospital, I'll tell you a quick story, then I know you got to go because it's almost time for your pod.
Actually, we're good. I love you, man.
Aw. Well, and then if you don't mind, I'm going to share another story and maybe get your take on it in just a second. But
okay.
To wrap up on this, in the hospital, in a Connecticut hospital, I'm sure this happens everywhere. Lady says, you know, Advil doesn't work for me. I need a Percocet or something. And they give her the Percocet. They give her the perk. And it's like, what is this? What is going on in our hospitals today, too? And why? What we've also done is, and I love doctors. I love them. I think they save lives. But we've given them the right to prescribe anything they want. And I'm a little perturbed by that, too.
Well, and I have to say that I think this comes back to us really knowing ourselves. I had somebody, Bob Huber, commented on yesterday's program, I think it was. And he said, you need to know something about being disciplined enough to drink as much as you need. And I'm thinking, okay, Dr. Bob, why do I have a need in the first place? And I'm really questioning a lot of, I'm just questioning a lot about myself. I mean, what is it? I don't know. It's, they're just doing a lot of introspection. And why do I do what I do? Why do I do what I do? Why did this guy kill this black gentleman? And it doesn't make any difference. Well, it does make a difference because there is a, oh boy, you know, I'm thinking of an interview I did with a guy that was an hour and a half long and he was ready to kill me. I mean, big, his name is Boo. And he was sitting right across the table from me here. And at one point, I was a little, but no, he wouldn't have done anything, but he was a little upset with me.
About and rightfully, what exactly?
Well, he was upset with me because I'm a Trump supporter. He was upset with me because, now this is going to really freak you out. I don't even know if I should tell you what happened because you might think less of me, but that's okay. Is he sitting right here, and I've known him for a lot, U.S. Cellular customer, great guy. He wants people to call him Boo. He came in one day. My sales manager was there, and I said, "Hi, Boo." She pulled me aside and said, "You cannot call him Boo." I said, "That's his name. See his tag? It says Boo. You want me to call him Mr. Boo?" Anyway, he's sitting right across the table from me, and I use the N-word.
Okay.
Yeah, I should go back and listen to that and find out why did I say that in the first place?
What the context was.
Yeah, because that just was not.
What was his reaction there? Did you?
No, it was not. It was, he reacted. Let's just, he said, "Don't you ever say that." But I also said, "You don't want me to ask you that again?" So that's just being a jerk. Just being a total jerk. I need to contact him. I love that guy. I ended up meeting up with his stepdaughter. I call her the hammock girl. She was actually living in somebody's backyard and the hammock was her.
Mike,
that was,
you know,
her
what
bed.
We should do? Yeah, I wish I had this all. I wish that would be funny. Like you say, I wish I had him back and I could be, well, guess what? He's on the line for you right now.
I don't know that he would. He loves me as far as being a brother in Christ, but other than that,
no. But nope. You know these talk shows where they're like, "Yeah, I've never seen this person." Well, guess what? They're right outside. And
yeah, Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
Guess. Oh, that's funny. Well, let's give him a call right now. This is the guy who did Never mind.
Well, so the story I want to end with today is actually very relative to homicide, because Melinda Katz, our borough district attorney in Queens, New York, is opening up a cold case unit to investigate the oldest and most challenging unsolved homicide cases in this borough, 25 of them. The families of these victims suffered a tragic loss, which has been compounded by the additional burdens of years of unanswered questions and unattainable justice. So I'm very proud of this, and I'm proud of our borough for doing this. You know why?
Yeah.
Because our freaking city is letting people, you know, out of prison because of the COVID virus. Yet here's a woman in the DA's office wanting to find justice for families in Queens. And by the way, you can follow this effort more on Twitter at Queens DA Katz. That's Queens DA KATZ. And on Facebook as well at, let's see, at Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz. So please do follow up on that. If you know of tips, I'm saying report them in. Maybe we can get some justice for people here during this time.
Can I share? Because I think I can. May I? I don't know if I can or I may. It depends.
Well, you got 7 minutes, so tell me what you're thinking.
Oh, just cut to the chase, right, Myers? Jeez.
For your own good, yes.
I was, at one point, I realized that my stint at GQ, AM and FM in beautiful Boone, Iowa, was coming to an end. I went out and talked to this guy that started up he ended up having a church at his house. These teenagers would end up going out in the yard, smoking, come back. It's like, who gives a flying? Well, because Jesus didn't smoke. Well, Holy Ghost smoke. Anyway, so I sat down and I talked to him and I said, so I don't know what to do. What should I do? And he said, he referenced Micah 6:8. Listen to this. This is like direct. He has showed you, oh man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Isn't that wonderfully simple? It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Micah 6:8. Love justice. And when justice is not, you know, God is just. And our system of law needs to be just. And what happened to this guy is hideous.
It's horrible. And what happens to every family that doesn't get justice is also pretty damn horrible. So I'm glad that Melinda Katz is fixing that in her cold case unit. I don't remember ever seeing a district attorney's office of any place in the city have that kind of thing. So this is a big deal. So I'm excited.
And I had a similar issue with somebody that was trying to get some help. And they got back to me. Mm-hmm. And this person got some help. And I'm hoping at some point to have this individual on the show who just flat out said, you know, you contact my family and there will be blood. Well, can we talk about the blood of Jesus instead? Maybe his blood is covered, you know, and love covers a multitude of sin. Maybe you could just love me instead of want to kill me because I wanted to get you some help. And maybe we could, I don't know.
And that's changed over the years, right? Now people are more likely to go to their family for help, or is that still a thing of stigma that they try to avoid?
As far as help with drug issues and what have you?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know. That's a good question. And coming from you, I'm amazed that you would field a good question. I'm kidding. I'm joking. I love you, man.
Love you, brother. I know you got to go to the pod. So why don't we pick that conversation up tomorrow? Because that's actually a good talking point there to talk about more.
And guess what happened during this? I didn't do my pre-show video for... you see, it's all about you, Alex. It's whatever you want, Alex, because I am humble and I care more about you, and which is, I need to take care of business. I got to get my show going.
All right, brother. Be well. Talk to you tomorrow.
Be well. I like that. And prosper. God bless, man.
Yes. Love you, bro. Be well. Oh, yes. So one last thought here on this podcast this morning. Again, if you want to take a look at the cold case unit and you may have tips, The Queens DA Katz is where you can find that on Twitter, and Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz. I'm Alex Garrett, and this is a huge, huge deal for New York City and my borough of Queens. Talk to you soon.